Okay. Daf Kuf Ches. Mahasuga Shlishi. Chavis Halvavis is establishing his yisod that a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows more tova on is mechuyev to be makir tov for that increased tova, and therefore in turn has an obligation to increase his avodah to Hashem, because the whole Chavis Halvavis is yisod in Shara Avodah Salokim is that our avodah to Hashem is and should be based on our Akoras HaTov. So the more Akoras HaTov, the more of a Machayev it becomes. And he goes through, first in general, the people of the world, before he gets to individuals. So he goes through the Sug, the four Sugim he calls them. You have the very fact that you're a human being, and not an animal and not a plant, is something that should make you think and contemplate and appreciate. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person therefore is mechuyev through that Hakaras HaTov to act a certain way in his Avodas Hashem, which he describes as mitzvos sichlius that the Bnei Noach were mitzvah in. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Avram Avinu, who excelled in that, and said that the Jewish people should come from him, and they underwent a process of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalas HaTorah, and now they have to be makir tov for that special relationship with Hashem that they have more so than the Umos HaOlam, and that's a mechayev to serve Hashem the way we serve Him. Now Hashem took those who excelled in there, in the avoda of the second sug, in the avoda of the Jewish people, which were the Bnei Levi, and now he starts with Vahasug HaShlishi on page Kufches, Tovas Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows special favor, Al Mishpacha Michlal Mishpacha Sa'uma, so there's this Uma, Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows special favor to a grouping within the Mishpacha, Kigon HaKuhuna V'Halaviyah, Shevet Levi, from where comes Kuhuna and Leviya, the Zera HaMalucha, Kolomar Beis David Olav HaShalom, Chiev Osa Malkach Ba'Avodos, so that's a special Madrega, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu obligated them to have special avodos. We don't think of a melech that way, but certainly a melech had to always walk around with a sefer Torah. A melech had more obligations than a regular Jew in serving Hashem, as a reflection of the special position that he had. So his Hakaras HaTov had to be more, and therefore he had more obligations. He had to walk around with a sefer Torah constantly. The Gemara and Brachas describe how he davened Shmona Esrei. A melech was always bekriya. A melech had to be koreya. His hakaras Hashem had to be more, and therefore he had to daven the whole Shmona Esrei bekriya, which is a physical statement of bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has special mitzvahs, right? Just like we talk about the Kohanim, Riba Elohen HaKos of Mitzvahs Yaseiros. So a melech has mitzvahs yaseiros over a commoner. Lo yar belo, etc.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Just one clarification. When you use the term davening bekriya, meaning
he has to bow down. He bows down the whole Shmona Esrei. Mitzvos HaKuhuna V'Halaviyah, the mitzvos of Kuhuna V'Halaviyah, Harem Yiduos Ubruros B'Sefer Torah Hashem. Avol mitzvos Beis David, the mitzvos of a king, besides what I mentioned, the Chavis Halvavah says, Humaymer HaKosov, the whole obligation of a king, if you say, what's a king's main role? So, the king's main role, or one of his main roles, is the obligation to judge. He was the Supreme Court. He was the ultimate. People would go to him, like you find by Shlomo HaMelech. Two ladies are fighting over a child. So they couldn't resolve it. They came to the king. What are you going to the king for? The king, he brings down a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Beis David Komar Hashem Dinu Laboker Mishpat. They had to make sure that there was justice in the land. That was one of the melech's main functions. Maybe he sent them to a bezdin, or maybe he had extra legal powers. Sometimes a bezdin can't handle something, but the melech had the obligation to make sure that there was justice in the land, that people weren't baveling other people, that people weren't messing up other people. Vahatzilu gozul miyadoshek, and save the one that's being robbed from the person that's taking advantage of him. So that was a king's special mitzvah. So the king had extra obligations. So commensurate with the king's position, he had extra obligations.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the melech was the ultimate arbiter after the Senate?
He was the ultimate address to go to if you felt that your claims weren't being addressed.
Meaning,
he wasn't the ultimate arbiter, necessarily. Well, if you still feel you haven't gotten justice, you petition the melech. The melech's door was open for people who felt that justice wasn't being done. The melech could have said, it's just sour grapes, you lost your case. Like he would hear the guy and he would say, you know, go home, don't bother me. It could be. But that was his address. That was what he was there for. He had to make sure that things, that people didn't have a sense of injustice. So that's his special mitzvah. So you have the Kohanim and Levim, who excelled in their Jewishness, as we saw in the previous paragraph. David HaMelech did, and Hashem picked him to be the family from which Malachim would come out. So now again, the Chavit HaLovitz goes to the same Cheshbon, where he says the same thing again and again. If you do what you're supposed to do, that's great. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, and this is a big yesod in life and in everything, and this has to do with the individual, because the Chavit HaLovitz now is talking in general about classifications of people, right? Human beings, Jews, Kohanim, but he uses that anytime a person has other tovos from Hashem that sets him apart from other people, so he has more of an obligation. So when he says now, and he said it in the previous two paragraphs, if you look back, that if you do what you're supposed to do, fine and good. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you sink below, you get punished. If you don't meet your obligations, you can't just rest on your laurels and say, yeah, but I'm doing as much as the next fellow. A Jew has no right to say, but but at least I'm like an upstanding moral guy. Or a Kohen can't say, at least I'm acting like a Yisrael, very nice, I'm a tzaddik. No. Misha asom b'shleimus l'shem rotzon Hashem, yichto Hashem b'tova b'olam hazeh, b'shefa hagmula olam haba. And then he gets lifted up to the next madrega, just like the human being became a Jew, the Jew who excelled a Kohen, now the Kohen excels the Yien Novi Nivchar. That's the fourth sug of which he speaks. He's making general classifications of the human race in terms of their avodah and their obligation and their akaras atov. So the fourth is this Navi Nivchar, someone that was chosen by Hashem to be a Navi, O Chosid Manhig, someone who leads Klal Yisrael. He stands above the rest of the people and he leads them. K'maymar HaKosov El Pinchas. Pinchas acted not stum like every Kohen, but he went beyond. Vayamud Pinchas vayefalel, vateyatzar hamagefa, vatechoshev lo litztoko, l'dor v'dor adolam. In the schus of Pinchas's kanos, and that he stopped the magefa, he arrested the magefa, so that brought him to a higher darga, and the Kohanim Gedolim came out of Pinchas, and he had vatechoshev lo litztoko, l'dor v'dor adolam. He was given that special treatment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he excelled from among all the other Kohanim. The Omar, we have another pasuk in Yechezkel where the Kohanim, the Novi describes how the Kohanim also sinned in Avodah Zorah and the like. So then the The pasuk describes Takanim Alavim Bnei Tzadok, Asher Shomru Es Mishmerik Mishdoshi. They stayed loyal. The souls Bnei Yisrael Me'olai Hema Yikrevu Elai L'Sharaseni. So Rashi explains that Lefonai Lakiv L'Chela V'Dom Num Hashem Elokim Hema Yavol El Mikdoshi. I'm reading the pasuk in Yecheskel. Hema Yikrevu El Shulchani L'Sharaseni. So Rashi explains he would be the Kohanim Gedolim would come out of that family. But someone who violates, let's say, his kuhuna, or violates or misuses his power as a melech, rather than living up to his obligations in his special role as a melech, he misuses his power, he becomes a despot, he becomes a dictator. He uses it for his own benefit. He shuts the doors of his palace and people can't get justice by him. So he can't turn around and say, okay, so I'm like a regular guy. No, it's much worse. That's laying it this week. That's exactly what happened to Korach. Korach didn't stay a Levi in fine standing, in good standing. He messed up his Leviah, so he got lost. He got nenash.
It's a little weird because he wasn't just doing something which was bad as a Levi as a Korach. He was doing something which was bad. It was bad. He was kind of like a noisy.
No, you're wrong. He was chaylik on the kahuna. He was messing his ikker. If you look at Rashi, if you go through the parsha, his ikker was that he didn't like Moshe Rabbeinu's division of labor within Shevet Levi. He wanted to be a kohen, to be kashrim gam kuhuna. He wanted to be nektaris. That was the ikker. The Bayikach Korach, the Iker Machlokes he made was that he wanted that the Ubikashtem Gam Kahuna. So he violated, he was going against the Gnar Hashem. If the perfect Levi was Pinchas, who did more than was expected of him, so someone who comes to be Chaylik on the division of labor between Kohanim and Leviim could be said to be Mechalel his Levius. He's not happy with it, he wants more, he wants to do differently.
It would be bad. It would be bad too, because all the 250 people from 7
but the Chavit Halvavos is bringing Kairach as an example that someone who violates, someone who messes up, someone who's Mechalel, his special Madrega that he was given, if Kairach wouldn't have been a Levi, so he wouldn't have had Tainus. Like this, he was a Levi and he was fourth. So he said, why am I fourth? I should be second. I should be third. Why am I... Right? He was no fail and he got messed up. It's a warning. The Chavit Halvavos is a warning. He's saying that when Hashem gives you special things, you have more obligations and you have to act accordingly. And if you don't, it's going to be worse. Korach took the matonis that he had. He took Rav Lachem B'nai Levi. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to him. Rav Lachem B'nai Levi. If he cast him Gam Kahuna, that's exactly what the Chavit is talking about. He took the special gift that he was given, and he used it as a springboard for Tainus. Rather than appreciating, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rav Lachem B'nai Levi. So he mamish did that. He rejected the maton he was given, and he said, and he made a balagan. So that Hashem punished him and he sunk below. Vasugaravi is Toivus Hashem Alechad Mibnei Yodom. Miyuchud Bohem. Bibalade Shehar Mishpachto Veshifto. Right, the Kohen Gadol, the person that rises to the top in the Kahuna, the Leviyah, the Melech. Or someone, or even Stava person. Not from Kuna Leviyah, but he becomes a Navi. You go Navi Nivchar, a Chosid Sheyamod LaHanhogas HaUma, leading the nation is not a political matter. It's a special person is the Roya of Klal Yisrael. So that person who steiged and grew, Ochochem HaMechunon B'Chochmo, someone that's given a special gift of Chochmo, of intelligence, B'Tzuno, B'Das, V'Chol Kayotze B'Kach, so that adds to his obligation. L'fikach al kol tova mehem, chayev hu avoda nosefes, l'shein Yisrael mam v'yisadar. So on a personal level too, if a person feels he's been blessed, if a person feels appreciative of what he has over other people, he should realize that that carries in its wake more obligations. Since avoda is based on hakaras hatov, so if that's increased, it's logical that the echi of avoda should be increased. Mishamileosom, someone who fulfills his obligations, yasmidulo kol hatovos haklolius v'hayichudius b'olam hazeh. So the tovos that Hashem is giving him, you know, they can be nisyonos. He's saying they can be a nisyon. So someone who reacts properly, yasmidulo, they'll continue, they'll stay, they'll become. He'll get a masmid card, and he'll have it constantly. The Yosef lo Hashem koach la'asosan usvuna ben. Hashem will grant him the koach and the ability. Hashem will let it keep going if he uses it properly, if he appreciates it, and he reacts accordingly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that it continues. Ka'omro, like the pasuk says in Tehillim. Nishba Hashem leDavid, emes leYoshev mimena, mipri vitnecha oshes lechiseiloch. Im yishberu vornecha berisi veidosi zolalamdein, gam b'neim adayad yeshvu lechiseiloch. So Hashem is telling David HaMelech that the reason for the hemshech of his melucha, the reason that his children will continue on and be melachim and their children after them, is because of your living up to your obligations. The Shefa Hagmul Olam Abba, K'maymer Achasar Olam Hasholom, Lule Hamati Liros B'Tuv Hashem Beretz Chayim. Ba'ad Umisha Himra Pi Hashem, Batova Asher Yichtava, whoever uses, because that's usually how it is. If you don't use it for the good, you use it for the bad. If you use the gifts that Hashem gave you not to serve Him, or to not serve Him, to rebel, to fulfill your own desires, Yerid Mikol HaMailos, V'yachesh ben negdo meduktuk ba'ol ba'olam hazeh. Ka'omra hu asher diber Hashem le'mar, v'krovai ekodesh, v'alpnecho ha'om ekoved, v'yido ma'ara. So the Chaim HaLevavos is giving us a tremendously new, I think it's new. It's not a chiddush necessarily, but it's new, a tremendous new insight into this Bekrovai HaKadosh rule. We have not given a view die. So you say, okay, they did an Aveira, they brought in Ketoris. So you say, how come it happened to them? So Bekrovai HaKadosh, Valpnei Kol Om HaKadosh. So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Medaktik and Tzadikim Kechut HaSaira. Even the slightest flaw in a tzaddik, Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktik, it's like a big flaw. But the Chavis HaLevavos is saying really a much bigger chiddush. He's saying the pshat in the flaw by a tzaddik, the pshat in that dynamic, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktik in tzaddik and kechut asayra, and something that doesn't appear to be a chet is a very big chet, and he gets punished for it. That's because the tzaddik is not living up to his extra obligations that he has. He's reached a certain madrega. Hashem has put him in a unique position. So that's what he's saying, that the pasuk b'krovai HaKadosh, which is this yisod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im atzadikim kechut asayra, and the right Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, you know, it's sort of a nechama. He tells him, "B'krovai HaKadosh." Rashi says he told Aaron HaKohen, "I used to think me and you were the two top guns in the whole Klal Yisrael, and now I see the Nodav and Avihu are bigger than us." Because Hashem had to pick someone to show Yiras Hashem, to show that you have to have Yira Mipanov, and he chose Nodav and Avihu. Krovaya Kodesh. So I'm saying, you learn Rashi and Chumash. Okay, you know, that's. But the Chavis Alvodas is saying that the diktuk comes from the tzaddik, or this person with the tevis, not responding accordingly, not responding the way he should to the tevis that Hashem does for him. And that's the pshat in the pasuk by Nodav and Avihu. That's the pshat of Krovaya Kodesh, he's saying. Krovai HaKadosh, Hashem punishes Krovai because they're not living up to the obligations that they're supposed to. And that's true about the Jewish people as a whole. But the question is, why do we suffer? Well, let me finish the paragraph. Why do we suffer more than all the nations of the world in a historical sense? So why we, as I said last week, we survived them all. So you see, Klal Yisrael was nitzchi, but a lot of bumps on the road. So the pasuk says in Amos, "Rach eschem yadati mikol mishpachos so adoma." We have a special relationship with Hashem. So if you don't live up to it, al kein efkor aleichem es kol avonoseichem. So the pasuk looks funny, but that's what the Klal Yisrael says. Adrav, but that's mamish shot in the pasuk. But I have a special chiba for you. And therefore, Efkon Aleichem is Kol Amon Oseichem more than others. So that's what's the pshat. So the Chavis Alvodas understands that to be a manifestation of the tzaddik, the special person not living up to his obligations, as commensurate with the Hakaras HaTov he has to have, that he was given this highest madrega. The year onus alav le'osat chomor, ki omro, as the pasuk says, ki aruch me esmo tifte, or this is the lesson of Gehenim, right? Gehenim. So Gehenim was prepared on Yom Sheni. Actually, it was created on Yom Sheni. Damhila melech uchan is a special preparation for the melech. Meaning that a special, with the pasuk, this printing stops the pasuk in the middle. You have to see the pasuk inside. It says there's a, the Gehenim being prepared. Huchan, hemek, hirchiv. It's made deeper, it's made wider. It's getting ready for this, for the fuel of this melech that's coming in that didn't live up to his obligations. So, that's la'asad lava also. He gets punished. He can look around in bewilderment. And he's saying, I was as good as the next fellow. I was much better than the next fellow. I did so much more. But he will be punished because he didn't perform up to his obligations. And again, you have to see the whole system of the Chavis Halbavos. Why does he have more obligations? Let's stop. Because in the system, you're obligated as a Karas HaTov, and therefore, if you are not, you have more tova, you have more to be makir, and that obligates you to be more of an ovate. That's the system he keeps on repeating and repeating and repeating. It's not like a gzeres hakosuf. There's Baruch Hu B'dakta Nama Tzadikim K'chut Asayra. Well, it's a din asah. There's a pshat in it, and that's what he's saying is the pshat. The pshat is the tzaddik has more to do. So if he doesn't do it, so his M'dakta K'chut Asayra, because an outsider looks at the tzaddik and doesn't see what he's doing wrong. And this is the story of the Yidden. That this is the mamash, the story of the Yidden. That we survive because, you know, we're Am Hashem, we're Nitzchi. But we suffered the most. We suffered because we're not living up to the Sug Sheni. We're in the Sug Sheni. So when you don't look up to the, when you don't live up to the Sug Sheni even, it results in the Golos, it results in what we underwent. Way to
yeah. In a sense, though, if we improve ourselves, we're being punished. Because in a sense, we improve, but being punished because we're judged on a higher level.
Yeah, well, it's not muchik. You'll be punished. If you don't live up to it, you'll be punished. You want to know if a person should choose. Would it be a rational choice to say, don't do me no favors? Nobody really thinks that way. It's not appreciating, it's missing the point if you say, I want to stay on my low madrega. A person, it's like a person saying, I'll live at, most people want to have more money with all that it entails. You say to the person, you want to go to a higher income tax bracket? They'll say no, then I'll be in the higher bracket. They don't want the higher bracket, they want the more money. If you know what Avodas Hashem is and you want to get as close as possible to Hashem, so certainly you aspire to the higher madrega. It carries in it more obligations, but that's part of life, that's part of creation. That's what we're here for.
What
Yeah, what yeah, do you see there? The child died. He said if Hashem yeah. I didn't ask for the child. Yeah, what do you Well, the child had died. But that's what she was saying. She was saying, if I'm not supposed to have the child, she understood that the child's death was unnatural. And she saw the child's death as that the child really wasn't supposed to live that long. It's like Hashem, you read these stories, Hashem gives someone a child and it dies young. So if I'm not supposed to have a child, so why did you give me this pleasure and then take it away from me? She didn't see it as an onus or anything. It was maybe she made a cheshbon hanefesh and she didn't see anything. So she just saw that the child really, if you look at the mefarshim there, Grada, the child's whole life was a nes. He really, there was no way he could have lived. The mefarshim explained he didn't have the right sinoiris in his body. His whole life was an ace. And therefore he expired, and then Elisha brought him back to life. She didn't see it as an onish, Bekitzer. Lefi abos ha-sugim alolu, so therefore based on these four sugim, chayobim aneyodim avodos Hashem, kol ma shehosif Hashem, la'odom tova, chayiv hu aleho avoda. You have to learn more, you have to daven better, you have to give more tzedakah, you have to be more zorim ben adam achaveiro. And then the Chavis HaLavavos brings a raya. A raya just logically, because that's the whole yesod of the sefer. But I would call it an example, not a raya. And he gives a positive example from Maisris, from the Chi of Meiser, where you have to give 10% of your Tvuah. So, if you have more Tvuah, okay, we'll learn it next week. He points out, right, one guy can give 1 pound of Tvuah and everything's fine. And another guy can give 10 tons of Tvuah and everything's still Tevel. And he didn't do anything. Right? So, because 10% of him, he has to give more. He's looking at the 10%. Of the rich person, so the rich person can say, why should I give more tvua away to the kayan than the poor person? It's not fair. So that's how he explains meiser. See, the goyim have it the other way around. You see that even in the Chavis HaLavavos' world, it's still 10%. You just have to give more. The graduated income tax is really totally illogical. They should graduate it the other way. They should make it less for the usher in the goyish world. Chayes HaBavos is explaining the term. You understand? A person has a lot of money, they charge him more percentage tax. It's really very, very unfair. It's bad enough if they charge everybody the same percentage. So the rich person still has to give more. So you say that's still so unfair. If you want to be fair, you'd graduate it the other way. The poor person should pay the biggest percentage. And the rich person should pay the least percentage. So they end up paying the same money. So the Chavis HaLavavos says no. That's, and that's what he's explaining. that since your avoda, by the goyim it's taka wrong, because they're not mechayev you tax out of akaras atot. They're mechayev you tax because of services. So really, you're not getting more services if you're rich than if you're poor. So why should you pay more money? Not only do you pay more money, but you pay a bigger percentage. It's double jeopardy. It's mamish, doesn't make any sense. At least the Chayyim Halvavos is explaining, since our avoda comes out of the sense of akaras hatayv, so it makes sense that the rich person should pay more because he has more taiva, because it's coming out of akaras hatayv. But it's still only 10% to everybody. The rich person is still paying more, even if it's the same percentage. In dream, someone would think of a graduated income tax. That's b'chal not fair. Okay, we'll take it from here next week. So you get an economics lesson for free.